This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Add to Cart, a show about the things we buy and buy into and what it says who we are. I am Cool Aunt Vilaysak. What did I do?
And I said, do you want to do that again?
Sure. All right, here we
Cut
go.
None of that.
Keep it all. Hello and welcome to another episode of Add to Cart, a show about the things we buy and bite into and what it says about who we are. I am Cool Aunt Vilaysak.
And I'm Soojin Park. Cool Aunt, my dear. How are you? Let's catch up. What's going on? How are you feeling?
Let's get into it. I've already preemptively decided that this episode shall be titled Coo and Sue Do Europe. Do is spelled D-U as in du jour.
It obviously doesn't make any sense.
Sure, dudes.
You guys, I am in such a weird, punchy mood. Kula, we're just giggly. I don't know what's going on. I've got eyeliner on my nose, you know, just smearing down my face from laughing.
Look, I've been away before you were away. I haven't even heard a single thing about your trip to Paris. Not one thing.
I know. So should we just get into it?
Yes. Let's get into Coo and Sue Do You Europe.
Okay, you go first.
What? How did that happen? You went to Paris first.
I know, but you just came back.
Oh, you want
I
that
feel like
fresh.
Yours is fresh. Mine is but a salty aftertaste in my mouth as I hack up, you know, chia seeds.
Okay, that's interesting. That's very visceral. All right, well, I'll talk about Italia.
You guys.
What?
This trip to Italy that Coo took just recently was the trip to Italy that you were supposed to take
April 2020.
I went.
This was, I guess it's not a redo, but it was pretty much just like replicating what we had planned 2 years ago, to the point where we went to New York for a night and a day, and saw, we were meant to see our good friend Sarah Silverman's musical previews back then.
Oh, and this is like a time machine.
It is a time machine.
Yeah.
And then this year we were able to catch one of her preview shows. It's called The Bedwetter, and it's based on her autobiography of the same name. It's a musical. She's been working so hard on this of course, prior to the pandemic, and then relaunching it and having to deal with like cast members and crew having COVID. And it's just really, it really is such a triumph. I'm so proud of my friend. It's great if you're able in New York to catch the shows. I believe it's debuting pretty soon if it hasn't already. I highly recommend it. It's funny. It's heartwarming. Scott and I said to her, like, I've read her book and that was so meaningful. But seeing it and seeing it done this way, we both feel like we understand her more than ever, really. And I cried at times. I laughed many times more. So please, folks, see that. So I was just so happy to be able to catch that on our way to Venice. So from Venice, well, real quick, Sue, you know, we've talked about my points.
No.
Yes, we have. We've talked about, Marriott Bonvoy points, you know, like we've talked about this. Yes. No,
I don't think so. No, because I am one of those people that are, point, what
averse?
Is the word? Not averse, but just so envious of folks that are...
Who've accrued.
That have accrued points, but also like know enough about it that can actually focus their attention for more than 2 minutes to read how points are accrued and amassed. Like, yeah. I look at that terms and conditions page and the whites of my eyeballs get real big.
Real quick.
And
I
nothing
never,
goes in.
I never read a terms and condition page. I just agree.
Don't you?
I just agree. Check.
But then there's like blackout dates. Blackout dates. You can't do this. If your feet are a different size one day, then you can't go here. You know what I mean? Like
Marriott Bonvoy, Delta, they're not worried about your feet size.
Whatever. I always feel like the terms and conditions, I got to read through that.
Well,
so then I just give up.
No, if I could just read you a little bit, my dear friend Suchin Pak. The issue with you is that you're looking for the cheapest flight and the cheapest hotel. And so you're not hanging on to a brand.
Oh, no.
And that's the real issue with the point thing.
Right.
You can't get on board with is because...
Okay. Money actually means real things to me. Oh, okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Let me tell you that all of our hotels, except for the Amalfi Coast, were by points. So, Sue, I'm talking St. Regis Venice, St. Regis Florence, and St. Regis Rome.
Wow.
And that's so we didn't pay for those hotel rooms, Sue. So talk about money. Talk about money now.
Well, you didn't pay this time. But you did pay to get the points at one time.
Well, we have all those points because Scott went on tour.
Oh, that makes see. That's what you. I need one of those in my family. Yes. I need like a person who is doing things outside of the home to accrue these points. I don't. Yeah, I've got like 5 points. You know, what do you do? What can I get for 5 points? I meant like the Chuck E. Cheese. Going around with 5 coupon tickets, you know, like, can I get a jelly bracelet? Can I get an eraser?
Yeah, right. But we talked a little bit about credit card points. You do, you know, no?
Again, I have credit card points. Wouldn't know the first thing on how to convert those points.
Here's the thing. This is what's shitty about credit cards is that it's tax on poor people. That's number one for you to know that. And two, it's that everything you buy already has, that means like people who pay with cash, they're paying for these reward points that people are getting from credit cards, right? And I'm saying that to you, Sue, to say, you know, all the different levels, but that basically what I'm telling you is that there are free shit that you've already paid for that you're not getting into.
Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm in. Look at.
Have already paid for it.
I'm turning my ear to the microphone.
Yes.
Tell me about this amazing trip you stayed at 6-star hotels. Is that even possible?
I mean,
St. Regis's, they're gorgeous hotels.
Yeah. Yes. They're known for their butler service.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I forgive you.
I can't wait to tell you about my Paris hotels. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. While you had your butler service, I call my Paris room the under the stair hotel room. We hopped around from cheap hotel room to cheap hotel room in Paris looking for the cheapest hotel we could get away with. And our very last night, I said, this is an all-time low.
Why?
And my friend Annie, she was like, yeah, we've hit some place. I'm not quite sure, but we'll assess tomorrow. No windows. And the shower was built into a wall that's underneath the hotel staircase.
So you couldn't, like Harry Potter? Yes,
like you couldn't quite stand up all the way.
No.
And it was like sloped. And I was like, is that the stairway to the rest of the hotel where there's light and people? And we are underneath that. I mean, it was
like two little trolls.
Yeah, it was a hell of my own making. And I slept fine. I slept like a baby. It was totally fine.
Well, then that's amazing. You slept like a baby?
Well,
like,
I'm
that's
just
huge.
Saying, like, I didn't care. I didn't care that I was in a basement in Paris. Like, to me, that's...
I get that. Better be a basement in Paris.
In Paris. That's right. I'm not saying in a basement hotel in New York. So then you, on the other hand, took your Marriott Bonvoy points and stayed at all the finest St. Regis's with the butler services.
In Venice, we're on the Grand Canal, Suchin Park. That's where we're at. We're looking out at the beautiful... I mean, what a romantic city.
I'm at this outskirts hotel where we get on a Lime bike and I say to Annie, are we in Paris yet? At what point, can you tell me when we will arrive in Paris?
So not in an arrondissement, a little outside of the bike spoke.
we're pedaling through and I'm like, Annie, this doesn't look like Paris. She's like, in just a moment, it'll look like Paris. But right now, it isn't Paris. $60 a night, you know what I mean?
I mean, look, these are different trips, you know? They're different. You're going there to, like, you are like past guest Michelle Collins, right? You are there. It's not, you know, it's about being the shopping warrior. That's what it's about. And of course, when you're entering, you know, that type of coliseum, you're going to ride in a Lime bike. You're not going to already be there. You have the fanfare of just minutes going by before you enter. Minutes, hours.
And the
parade.
The whole city bracing itself. Like, that's what I kept thinking. Like, I wonder if this city looks at me and Annie coming on our Lime bikes with our giant plastic tote bags that are empty and ready to be filmed. I wonder if they think, gird your loins. They're coming. Because it does feel like that at times. It does feel like we are committing a violent act against Paris at times. It's just so much shopping.
Oh my goodness, it's wrong. Okay. I mean, you're not pillaging. You are purchasing.
It does feel violent sometimes.
Back.
I feel bad.
Okay.
I do feel bad.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. Like, and I just keep, like, we'll be at a store, you know. We'll stop by a store. This one store where we bought, like, $700 worth of just blue striped shirts. Short sleeve blue striped shirts. Blue striped shirts with
with stand-up collars, blue shirts with open collars, blue striped shirts, thick blue stripes, thin blue stripes, pin stripes. I mean, I there's so many blue striped shirts in this store, and we bought so many of them. And I just was like, I kept saying, I'm like, this is a bloodbath. This is a bloodbath of blue striped shirts. Like, what are we doing?
I wonder if they thought, oh, wow, they're going back to Asia to sell these in a store.
That's what at the end, what I like to do is amass everything. I'll post, I mean, will I post this? I'm not sure. But, and I take that aerial shot.
Yeah.
For my friend.
The Noling shot.
The Noling shot, sure. And I take that shot so they can see. And my friend was like, it looks like you guys are about to have a grand opening of a store. Like, you have so much stuff.
Now, I'm wondering, Sue, what if we have a boutique in Santa Barbara? Sue's Clues.
No, that's not good.
Sukudu? Wait, Sudoku?
Yeah, we also, you can. We have coffee and you can play Sudoku while you shop.
Koo, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet, yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Again, I didn't know where we were going today, but I like that we are comparing our European trips. Like, this is hilarious. Because I was like, I don't know what I could say about Paris. I've already said it. Like, that's why I've been sort of blah, blah, you know.
Okay,
you
this is like, what's so about- funny. Because she texts me and Claire, yes. And she goes, it wasn't as deranged.
And then she starts talking about how she has got to bike 3 hours on a lime rental with a parachute of plastic tote bags to fill and then bring it back to her hotel under the room under the stairs. And she's like, it's not deranged. I'll have nothing to say. This time I didn't buy that much toothpaste. Just one suitcase full.
This time I didn't buy a lot of toothpaste. I bought so many blue striped shirts. I just, like, the other day I was cleaning my closet and I was like, oh my God. There's so many blue striped shirts. Claire, I'm going to send you. Maybe I was like, should I send one of these to Claire? I have so many of them. You guys, I got so... Anyway, go on.
Oh, gosh.
I need to calm down. All right,
no,
go.
I don't. I love what's happening. Oh, okay, God. So we had... It is clear to me that... I guess I should have known that we kind of had sort of opposite adventures. Mine was more of a light shopping trip. It was more because we were going. So we went New York to Venice, Florence, yeah. Napoli for a night, Amalfi Coast, and then Rome. So we flew into Venice and flew out of Rome. And in between, we took trains and then a car to Amalfi.
So you had to really cart your luggage.
I had to cart my luggage. Yeah. That said, it's different, right?
Totally
but the one
different.
Place. That I kind of went deep was in Florence. I had read in my research of like going to Italy, what little I did, I saw an article about Officina Profumo Farmaceutica di Santa Maria Novella. And I was like, oh, let me check this out. And then when I got there, Sue, you're familiar. You told me you know about this, right? Like,
it's so weird because for your birthday, I was just thinking about you going on this trip and I was like, what could I get her that she could use, you know, and you're going to talk about this. And I'm so curious to hear. I have been such a fan of this brand. I've never been to the original place in Florence. They have outposts. I know they have an outpost in New York. That's how I became familiar with them. They have an outpost in LA.
So, okay, let's talk about the pharmacy. It is the certainly the oldest pharmacy in Italy, possibly one of the oldest apothecaries in the world.
I think so, yeah.
And out of Florence. So in 1212, friars, it's near the Santa Maria Novella Basilica, the church, and friars nearby started gardening and creating salves and such items to help with the plague in 1212. That's in Florence. And then 400 years later, it became public. To everyone at 1612. So this is a storied historical place. And a lot of the products, they use the same formulas that they did back then. And one of the coolest things I thought was when Catherine Medici left for France, she had the monks make her a signature scent. And it was a scent that was oranges and peppery. It was home. And she brought it to the French court. And at the time, what was interesting is it was alcohol-based versus, like, I think oil and stuff. And that became this sort of, like, calling card to this brand. And now, like, dynasties from, you know, since various kingdoms and dynasties have made, like, signature scents from this place, right? So this location is unbelievable, Sue. You off the street, I'm showing them the storefront. It's beautiful Florence. It looks great. And then you turn the corner and you enter it. And this is the entrance into, again, it's called a pharmacy. Yeah. And there are dried florals. I'm not even giving it its just desserts. We'll send links to show you guys. It is truly the most beautiful pharmacy been in.
Yeah, it looks like a fashion show, you know, during Paris Fashion Week. You know, the florals.
It's a museum. There is actually a museum in it. And it used to be, well, you know, I'm not great at church terms, but they kind of, the showroom part of the showroom is where altars were. Well, I'm not good at that. I'm like, you know, where you pray to God. But like truly like mosaics on the walls, beautiful glass. They're, yeah, it's just unbelievably beautiful. And so that's where I got, Sue, that's where I got like most of my souvenirs.
Yeah, what did you get?
Well, you know, hot tip. You mentioned that there are boutiques everywhere, but when you buy, this is a term I like to use, Sue, when you buy fresh from the vine.
Oh, yeah.
You're not paying for shipping. Oh. You're not paying for export tax. And not only that, this is one of those places that if you spend 150 euros, you get VAT, right? You get a refund of the tax on top of that, Sue. On top of that, and you're somebody who knows this brand, you know it ain't cheap. And for me, it was like, so this is, I'm getting in Florence, 12-12. I'm going to go deep here. This is where I'm going to buy things for people. And so I went to the shop twice in one day.
Oh.
And then when I was in Rome, I got some more stuff. Like, I was like, this is, because to me, it was like, it's quintessential Italy. And it's quality. Did I buy really stupid, like, magnets? Okay, yeah, I did. Sure, I did. But then I also did this. So, yes. For Claire, I got her this gorgeous hand cream. Hit that link, boo-boos. And again, you're, like, shocked by the price. But know that it was cheaper. Now, for Sue's benefit, even at Euro, it is more expensive. It is expensive, but it's substantially cheaper.
Gorgeous.
And this is like, guys, we're talking about like the monks, they would get irises and various flowers and herbs and stuff from their garden. And right now the garden has moved a little bit outside of Florence, but it's still like it's like, you know, they're using the same sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So Claire Bear got hand cream. Now, Sue, open what I get you. Time to open.
Yeah, yeah.
And while you're opening, I will be spraying the Acqua de Rose on my face, which was used during the plague.
Just to keep that plague scent away. That's what right. You've been doing all.
That's right.
Oh, wow. So you got me the Santa Maria Novella Firenze. What is this? The Tintura di Mira.
Yes, that was it's a mouthwash. It's a mouthwash. And there was choices of mouthwashes, and I had her describe them to me. And I was like, what's this best for? And she said, for the mouth meat. And I said, Sue will appreciate this is for gums.
For the mouth meat. You know, I got to take care of these rotting mouth meats, you know?
And I was like, Sue, this, you know, this is, she's going to like this. And I don't think you can get this in the States.
No, this is stuff I haven't seen. But wait. Coo, this also reminds me of my trip to Bali. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
That's what I thought about when I was there.
Isn't it funny that like we both went to Europe at different times? It's not like we're texting back and forth. It's not, you know, we're, you know, knowing that we're living our best European lives, and we both end up at the same type of places buying dental hygiene.
I'm inspired by your trip to Bali. And so that's why I was like, oh, I have to get her dental products.
So this is Acqua di Novella Elixir? What is this?
Yes. Now, I also got this for Claire. This was developed. It's let's see. Okay. So it's developed in 1614. It's a specialty of the pharmacy. And it was traditionally called Acqua Anti-Hysterica, which means anti-hysteric water.
Should I just put a straw in it right now for this recording?
Sue, you're supposed to just put a drop in water. Just a little. And I thought you would like that because you're, you know, you like to extend things. But I thought that was
just a drop.
Just a drop. And Claire got it too. And I like the idea of like, oh, because it's old and like,
oh, yeah.
You know.
And it has it's refreshing and aromatic properties. Dilute 1 teaspoon. Yeah.
Yep,
and a half glass of water.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Then, oh, God bless you for getting me toothpaste. I mean, I love toothpaste.
I know.
From Europe so much. Is there something wrong with me? My friend the other day was brushing her teeth and she was like, and you used one of my toothpaste and she was like, this is disgusting. What is this? And I was like, oh, let me see what that is. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like a, that's an herbal toothpaste. She's like, I've never had this in a paste form, but I love all those weird toothpaste flavors. I love it. So this is iris toothpaste.
Iris. Flowers in your mouth.
Flowers in my mouth. I know some of you are like, that's disgusting. But there are others of you that are intrigued.
And iris like being this. The like Florence flower. Yeah. Like that's the on the coat of arms.
And then a bar of soap. The latte.
Yes, it's a milk soap. The one thing, my only knock on the pharmacy is they have a system where you go to the salesperson, you say what you want, and then someone else bags it for you. They forgot to give me the unscented bar that I paid for, which was what I intended to give you because of Mike Bender, good friend of the show, Mike Bender. So in lieu of that, I gave you the verbena. I guess you'll have to leave it at your parents.
Oh, it's such a good smell. But you know, with soap, it kind of dissipates with bar soap. You know, it doesn't really linger.
The thing about this bar soap, Sue, is they still hand cut it. They put it on a drying rack for 30 days. This stuff lasts way longer than other bar soaps. And it's of the highest quality.
The highest quality, you guys. Oh, what a treat. And then a Kinder bar. By the way,
I just threw that in.
Yeah, haven't seen this version. It's almost like a ho-ho, like that's a Kinder right. Ho-ho. Yeah. I love a Kinder.
Well, because Auntie Cuckoo, like, you know, has got to fill the box. And Claire, what else did you get in your box? Because her box, there was room, so I threw in swag.
I got hair balm.
Wonderful hair balm from Hair Story.
Oh, just straight up from your home closet. Yeah, you can't waste the postage.
No, definitely not.
And the trip to the post office.
This thing, big thing.
Pearl de Coco.
It's from End Other Stories. Sue, you love that brand.
And I do love that brand.
It's hand soap and hand cream, I believe? You got double
hand soap and hand cream. This is great.
Look at that. See, fill a box.
Yeah, this is extremely nice.
Fill a box, save a life.
By the way, any one of us would love any box filled from Koo. That's she's not filling it with junk.
No.
She's filling it with high quality.
Yeah.
I did go, hey, do you like Star Trek? And she's like, no. And I was like, all right, removing things from box. Yeah, I guess she won't enjoy this Paramount swag.
First thing she said to me back stateside, do you like Star Trek? I was like, cool.
You're back.
You're back.
You're like, yeah. Hi, I'm back. Star Trek, yes or no?
Okay, now, so other notable places I shopped at is a place called Gioren, which is this small linen shop right by the Pantheon. And I got like tea towels and like handkerchiefs and placemats, you know, all made in Italy. Things that I'll keep, things that I'm going to give away. Also, the new husband of Matt McConkey, actually now Matt Grassi, Michael Grassi, who listens to the show every week, he's Italian. He gave me so many recommendations for food, for everything. And his favorite coffee shop is Sant'Astacio il Caffè.
Mm.
By the way, just the coffee culture in Rome, my goodness, like... It's just so civilized.
And the espresso.
They're wearing fine clothing. There are cafes that they're wearing tuxedos, and it's just
so hot.
It's all so hot. So I went to this coffee place. I picked up some coffee for home. I got my best friend Kevin some coffee. Got some stuff for Michael. And the last place I went to was Gucci. So where did you go, Sue?
Right.
Sue.
Fresh. You went from
you went to the temple.
You went, you prayed on your knees at the altar.
It wouldn't be right not to pay my respects and to kiss the ring. I did buy a cocktail ring. Everything I bought, which was slides and a cocktail ring, could I have bought them here? Absolutely. But again, fresh off the vine, it is cheaper, substantially cheaper.
Keep telling yourself that. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm kidding.
It's hundreds of dollars cheaper.
Of course it is. Yeah.
The only place, oddly, it would have been cheaper, Paris. Mm. For whatever reason, you're Paris, 30, 40% to even get Gucci.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order.
Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
As parents and aunties, you know we love giving gifts that encourage kids to get creative and explore. That's why we love KiwiCo the best. It's a monthly delivery service that brings an explosion of creativity and discovery right to your doorstep. Each box is filled with hands-on projects in science, technology, or art, and our family has loved every single one they've sent for our kids. Give the gift of discovery with KiwiCo. Get your first month free for any crate line at kiwico.com/add to cart. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/add to cart.
Sue, tell me about all the places that you went. Where did you add to cart in your bag lady bike?
Interesting. Well, okay. While while Kulop was sipping espresso at the St. Regis Hotel, when I go to Paris, it's a trip of errands. That's what it is. I just run from one errand. Yes.
The City of Lights, the best place to do your errands.
I'm sleeping in hotels underneath staircases without windows. I am eating from the deli on my hotel bed on bath towels.
Well, that's what you do at home, to be fair.
Correct. I am looking for deals and steals. I am passing by the East Saint Laurent. I am passing by the storied house of Chanel. I am passing by Gucci. I am passing, passing so fast on my Lime bike. Just looking for corrugated iron doors that are rusty. You know, and
for
I'm like,
what?
Oh. Pop-up sales, little tiny mom and pop shops. You know. I like to go to a hardware store in Paris.
Yes.
You know, I like to spend 2 hours in a hardware store looking at every little nick and knack.
Did we get
so many nicks and knacks?
Wow.
And, you know, I could give you a list of places, but I don't know their names. They don't have names. These aren't famous places. And I can't guarantee you when you go on your trip.
Guys, she doesn't want to tell us. Guys, she just doesn't want to tell us. Oh my God. These are Such and Pak state secrets that she doesn't want to divulge.
All I'm saying is that when you go on your trip to Paris, these stores may not even be open. I have no idea. But because I love you.
You'll throw us a bone.
I will throw you two giant bones.
Okay. All right.
What I'm bringing to the table are things that I've bought that I loved that you could possibly get on the internet, right? Because it's no fun to talk about something and you're like, I don't know, go to Paris to find out, right? That's also fun, but that's not what we're doing. So there is this French jewelry designer, but I think she just does a lot of fashion stuff.
Okay.
Her name is Justine Clinquet.
Okay.
It's, and we'll put all the links up. And I'm wearing two of her necklaces, one from each trip to Paris. So I'm wearing little pearl guy here.
Oh,
and then
gorgeous.
And then that. So it's sort of hard, like rock and roll, but there's a feminine twist to it. There are lots of like metals, but then she'll add like a cute little gem or pearls.
Yes.
They're all very reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
They're made very well for what they are, right? So they're usually dipped in gold. They're made with palladium. She's using Swarovski crystals. So it's not fine jewelry because that's not what I'm about, but it's a type of jewelry that I put on. I never take it off. I take showers with it. It's lasted a year and beyond. And every time I go to this one little store that has some of her necklaces.
That's great.
And it's on sale, by the way.
Hey,
so
ding,
all
ding.
Of the stuff, super high quality. So I'm going to give you that hot tip from my basement trip to Paris. I mean, not one museum, not one designer store, not one gallery.
That wasn't what this trip was.
Not a fancy restaurant to be seen.
No good restaurants.
Amazing food, but maybe I sat in a few restaurants. Like the last thing I want to do on my precious time in Europe is sit in a restaurant while the minutes tick away that I know that I could be shopping for sandals, necklaces, scarves, and serums. I just don't have time. What I do in the morning, I've told you this before, you go to a bakery. They're great. Any bakery. Which bakery? Which bakery is the best? You know what? The one that's literally in front of you. That's the best bakery ever eaten at in your entire fucking life. You don't need a recommendation for a bakery in Paris. You go there, you get your breakfast, you get your lunch, you put it in your plastic to-go bag, and you cart that thing around, and when you get hungry, you just eat it right out the bag. You could be on a bike. You could be walking through a park.
Yeah. I get that. Doesn't matter. I get that. But let's talk about lunch and dinner. What
What do we do for
lunches, whatever that's in that plastic bag left over that you didn't eat for breakfast.
Well, dinner, okay.
Dinner is, you know, you go to a cute little Abayo grocery store and you pick up a little tub of yogurt, maybe some nuts.
Oh God.
Maybe they'll have
dinner?
They'll have like a seeded baguette, you know, and some chocolate. And then you scarf
that in the yogurt?
You scarf that thing down. You lay your sweet head on the pillow I brought from home. And then
Coop? Is this a coop?
Unfortunately, I had to bring out the big guns. I knew we were going on a long trip.
You knew you were going to be in a basement.
I knew.
So
I was,
what did you bring?
God, I brought my like 40-pound bean pillow. And I did. The thing was so heavy. And my friend was like, well, I guess if you on the way back, you don't need it. So you could empty the pillow. You could leave your buckwheat behind and just take the pillowcase and refill it. But you know what? I managed to do all this, and not one bean was left in Paris. It all came back with me. So that was my, I mean, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. That was my trip to Paris.
That's the end. Blah, blah, blah? That's how you end it?
Well,
what about
this? Are we done with your add to carts? From Rome? I don't think so. Are we? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I have another quick add to cart. Has nothing to do with Rome or Paris. And a while back, I had been testing this AAPI brand out called Revella. And it's about their hair serum, right?
Yeah, it made your hair grow back.
Yes, yes. In this little bald patch that I have near my forehead,
yeah.
I really started to see, after like 6 weeks, my hair was growing back and there was new hair growth.
Yeah.
They finally came out with a new product. It's an eyebrow serum.
Wait, I don't understand. And I bought you eyebrow stamps. You're not doing that anymore?
I got you eyebrow stamps. There's an Insta, well, that's, TikTok. TikTok the came eyebrow- out.
Yeah. The eyebrows.
Yeah, excuse me. I am introduced those for a reason. No, no offense. That was for all of us.
Right. And by the way, they are in a box that is going to Koo, where I will be bringing her my Paris gifts in person. And then from there, Koo is going to send those eyebrow stamps to you, yes. Claire.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, except with eyebrow stamps. Yes.
Amazing. Exactly.
Sisterhood
what I wanted.
Of the eyebrow stamps. So hopefully I won't need to use the stamps as much, because now they have this eyebrow serum. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's still hair, right? If the hair is growing on my head, of course this eyebrow serum, I think it's going to work, right? And so it comes in this, it almost looks like a lip gloss. It has that consistency, which is really nice. It's like a gel, and you put it on your eyebrows wherever you have it. I've never had eyebrows, really.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to think that at this age that I will actually get some eyebrows. So I've been putting it on. It's been about 4 weeks, and I think this stuff works even better than the hair serum. The brow serum, you know, you put it on, you can use it as a brow gel, you know, for those of you that have actually brows. And so it's it's really easy to use. And consistently,
do you have makeup on right now? Do you have makeup on?
Well, I have eyeliner.
No, do you have nothing on your eyebrows right now?
Mm-mm.
They do look more pronounced.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. When I tell you, I never look like I have eyebrows at all. But you can start to see a little bit of it growing in and filling in on the spots where I have kind of just like always had a difficulty growing eyebrow hair. You know, you're not taking pills.
Yeah.
It seamlessly goes into your makeup routine or your skincare routine. I think it's just something that is so easy to use.
Yeah, and I think they have a great guarantee. So if you take a selfie on day one and use a serum for 90 days and don't see a difference, they'll give you your money back. I mean, like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I would say that's as good as it gets these days. I mean, these guys know their stuff. They're scientists. There's clinical trials on this. So what they say is they actually have the numbers and the science data to prove it. So it's a definite add to cart. I love it. I'm still using all of their products. I'm using it for my hair, and now I'm going to try this stuff for my eyebrows. I'm seeing results. You know, you have to be pretty consistent with it, I think.
Yeah.
But about week 6, I'm telling you, you're going to start to notice new hair growth.
And that's it for our show. Make sure you check out everything we talked about today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. We'll also have links in our show notes.
Links to what?
Do you have pictures of you on a bike with all the bags? Does Annie have pictures
I'm
of
just
you?
Like, I'm sure I can scrounge up some pictures. I mean, that's not what we do in Paris. You know, we don't take pictures.
I know.
Who has time? On these underground night missions, but I love that we get to put links in our show. And I'm just trying to think of Claire trying to figure out what links to what.
Maybe the hotel that you stayed at. Maybe we can tag Lime. Perhaps we can.
All those things. They'll be on Add to Cart Pod and our show notes. By the way, call us. Tell us about the way you do Europe.
That's
D-U. You're trying to make that happen. It's going to happen right now. It's happening. Okay. Or any vacation. How do you vacation? Do you go, you know, 5-star, you know, butler service? Or do you go basement style? I mean, I want to know where you fit in that spectrum of vacation styles.
Basement to butlers. That's your range. Basement to butler.
833-453-6662.
See you soon.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones. Our mix is by Ivan Kurev and Veronica Rodriguez.
The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling decision fatigue about what to make for dinner? We get it. I'm Jane Black.
And I'm Liz Dunn. We're veteran food journalists, and as parents ourselves, we know how hard it can be to feed your family.
That's why we created Pressure Cooker, a podcast that offers practical strategies for navigating the marketing madness and cultural expectations around mealtime.
Each week, we'll check in with the experts. From social media diet trends to baby-led weaning and AI meal planning, we have all your food-related questions covered.
Listen to Pressure Cooker wherever you get your podcasts.